Hello?
This is a confirmation call from eBay. We have received a purchase request of $299.99 and the same will be debited from your account automatically. If you want to cancel this, then press 1, or to claim for refunding, then press 2, or to talk to our representative, then press 9.
Hello, very good day to you. This is Lisa William from eBay Health Center. So how may I help you? Somebody's got access to my credit card. I never spent anything on eBay. Okay, so you want to cancel the order, ma'am, then? Is it okay for you?
Yes,
it's a Samsung Galaxy phone. Okay, so I'm just going to help you for the cancellation process. It's an online. And if any money is debited, we will refund back your money. So you need to put me on speaker mode, loud speaker mode.
Yeah. Well, the bank is canceling it and getting all the transactions fixed, I thought.
Did you receive the notification that your money has been debited this morning? Did you receive any kind of message?
No, I'd have to look at my bank account. Hang on. How much did you say?
It's $299, around $300.
$299. No, nothing's come out
yes.
Right now.
Nothing come out from your bank account. All right. Okay, that means we had put the money on hold because we found suspicious thing because you told me you haven't made any transaction. So you want to cancel it, right?
Bank is canceling my.
Yes, ma'am. I'm going to help you for the cancellation process, and after that we will secure everything so that those hackers are unable to misuse your information in future. So you need to do one thing, put me on a speaker mode, loud speaker mode.
You are on speaker mode.
All right, so I'm going to guide you. You will get the cancellation ID number as well as form. So you need to open the Play Store application or App Store.
I don't know what you're talking about. I haven't done anything.
Ma'am,
I don't know what is anything.
Yes, ma'am, you told me you haven't done, but on behalf of you, maybe it's possible that some hacker get into your internet line and try to steal all the information, and they had tried to purchase the Samsung Galaxy phone on behalf of you without your prior knowledge, and that's why you don't know anything. So what I'm going to do right now, I'm going to guide you step by step how you will get the cancellation ID number. So you need to open the Play Store application. Is it Android phone you are using right now?
I don't know what you mean by Play Store application. I don't have one.
Okay, you have an iPhone? Are you using the iPhone? Yeah, that's right. You have an App Store then. There's a blue color symbol.
Blue App Store?
Yeah, blue App Store. Open the App Store.
Yeah.
All right, so just have a good look at the right-hand side, bottom corner. Can you see the magnifying glass or a search box?
Yeah.
Give a click over there, and I'm going to tell you the secure apps. Just type letter A for Alpha.
I.
N for November.
Yeah.
Y for Yellow.
Yep.
D for doctor.
Yep.
E for echo.
Yep.
S for sugar and K for kilo. It's any dex.
Yep.
Now go for search.
Sorry?
Go for search, ma'am. Go for search and find this application and click on get, download, install.
I've got any desk, remote desk.
Yes, ma'am, that one, right, ma'am.
So
click on get, download.
I don't understand why I'm downloading it. Okay.
Yeah. Can you see the get option?
Yeah, but then I have to sign in and get it, and I don't want to pay for it.
No, you don't need to pay anything. It's a single, it's a free of cost.
Okay. Was this through my MasterCard or through my bank account? Because my MasterCard got compromised.
Yes, ma'am, MasterCard, ma'am.
Right, it's the same one, okay.
No need to worry, ma'am. We will secure everything. Once I will get the call, you will get the cancellation ID number. I will transfer your call to the senior manager. And after that, he will cancel your order and he will transfer your call to the NCA department, the National Crime Agency.
And now it just says any desk would like to find and connect to devices on your local network.
Okay.
Don't allow.
Yeah, give a click on allow.
Okay, or don't allow.
Allow. Give a click on allow.
You sure? Just sounds like a little more trouble.
No. What it asks? What it say?
Okay, do you want notification, but press allow?
Yeah, press allow. You get the notification of that, okay? Each and everything, we will send you the cancellation form. We will show each and everything. You will get the notification of that. So you need to click on allow.
Yeah, I have, but it just says your address and a number. That's it.
That's the cancellation ID number. So just confirm me that number one by one.
186.
Slowly. 186.
642.
642.
206.
206, right, ma'am?
Yes. Yep.
Okay, I'm confirming your number once again. It's 186 642-2206, right?
No, 186-642-206.
Okay. 206, okay. So now, ma'am, I'm going to connect you to our security department so that I will show you each and everything, all right? And after that, if any money debited, we will refund back your money. So I'm going to connect you to our security department. We will see the security department so that we will divert the mind of those hackers. Okay, so that they will not able to see anything what we are going to do. How we will block those people, they will not able to see anything. So once you will see the security warning from our server, you do it fast. There is a small two check boxes, very bottom. You need to click on two boxes and accept so that the cancellation process is started. I'm sending you security warning. Scroll down and you will see very bottom, there is a two check boxes. I'm aware of this. Don't show me again and accept. Click on two check boxes and accept.
Look, I've just been compromised. Hang on, I've just been compromised and you're asking me.
Just click on two check boxes and accept. We are going to connect to our security.
You can see why I don't want to, because I've been compromised.
No, we can't see anything, ma'am. We are going to connect you to our security department. It is a machine,
no,
not me.
I don't know who you are.
Yes, and after that, I will guide you and you will see whom you are connected to. You will see the eBay secure server is connected to you, not with us. Not any single person, all right?
Yeah,
well, you're asking me to trust a lot, yeah. Yeah, give a click. Okay, no, you should click on accept. Click on accept. Click on one box and click on accept.
I've done that already.
Yeah, can you see the accept, another accept option?
It just says nothing now. Just screen broadcast, any desk, start broadcast.
Yeah, give a click on screen broadcast. Give a click on screen broadcast.
No, it doesn't let me.
Yeah, give a click on screen broadcast, then after start broadcast. Then have a click on screen broadcast, start broadcast. Now don't touch your screen. We are going to connect you to our security department.
This doesn't make any sense.
Can see, ma'am. What can see right now?
It's just
the timer on. Yeah, the timer on. So don't do anything, okay? Just hold the line. Let me check on my database, all right? Now don't do anything. Okay, now can you hear me, ma'am?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to transfer your call to the senior manager of our security department of eBay so that he will help you how you will get the cancellation form and refund form, and he will show you each and everything, those hacker details, and after that he will block those people as well. So I'm just going to transfer your call to the senior manager.
I don't need to go through all of this. The bank is simply cancelling my card and sending me a new one. It's that simple.
Listen to me, ma'am. I understand everything, okay? But if you will cancel this card, those hackers already have your information. They have your identity, your name, your address. They will try to purchase any other item, okay, from the eBay. So no need to worry. Just hold the line. I'm just going to transfer your call to the senior manager. Just hold the line.
Okay.
Thank you for being on hold. Your call has been transferred to me. My name is Alex William. I'm the senior supervisor in the floor of eBay customer support. How are you doing today?
Okay, I'm actually not well, so I'm struggling a bit to understand this process.
I understand, ma'am. Let me explain you, okay? The things are like that. Yesterday night around 10 o'clock, we received an unauthorized transaction request of $299 for purchasing some online gift cards. Now, when we go through the reports, we got to see that there's a billing address of overseas, which is 242 Morgan Street, Mountain View, California, United States. So it was a bit suspicious for us. That's why we put the transaction on hold, ma'am, and we called you immediately because without your authorization, such kind of transactions are trying to be done, okay? And that's why we put it on hold and we are calling you directly so that we can block these fraud activities and these charges. Now, my previous colleague has just informed me that the people who were trying to misuse your details are from Mountain View, California, okay? So we're going to block all the transactions and we're going to secure your identity details. They're misusing your identity for doing fraudulent activities. And let me tell you one more thing, ma'am. Blocking your card, deleting your account, not going to resolve the problem. Because the people are having your information. They are using your identity details. They are trying to be pretending to be you. And they are doing these fraud activities, okay? That's the reason you haven't got any kind of notification, neither from your bank, neither any emails, okay?
Yeah.
Now, that's the thing is going on. Now, we're going to resolve the problem. You just have to be some patience with us, and I'm going to help you out. So, can you just tell me what exactly you can see on your phone screen at the moment? Please let me know.
Nothing. It's just on screen broadcast, any desk, and stop broadcast, and any desk going around in a circle.
All right. Now, just wait for a while. You just step outside of that black box. Do you see a hazy background? Do you see a blurred background?
Yes. Now that's the normal address.
Okay. I'm just verifying the address from my end. It's 1-866-422-06. Am I correct?
Can you say it again?
It's 1-866-422-06.
That's it.
All right. Now, just like before.
It says live broadcast to any desk has stopped due to the session was closed by the remote.
Okay. Now, I'm going to verify this ID from my end. Just like before, you need to check in the blank box. I'm aware of the risk. Check in that box. Click on accept. Have you done that? This is just a security we are activating in your network, okay? So that we can find who the persons are trying to misuse your details. It's just a security for your own stuff, alright?
Yeah, I know, but it's not letting me do it.
Okay, have you checked in the blank box? I'm aware of the risk.
Alright, I've done it, except again.
Yes, it's from the eBay Secure Server. You can read it before you do it. It's eBay Secure Server. Yes. Now, then you will get to see an option screen, any desk. Start. You need to give a click on start broadcast, only the last option, and then don't touch anywhere. Only click on the last option, start broadcast, and then don't touch anywhere. Once you see the black box with the timer, please let me know. Now, this is a black box with the timer going around. Hello?
Yes, going around.
Alright, now simply swipe up the page from the very bottom to up and come back to your regular home screen where you can see all your regular apps and icons.
And why would I let you see that when you could be the person stealing
We are not from any XYZ company. Okay, we are not here to ask you any of your information. We are not allowed to access your device as well. We have just connected your device, your network, with the robotic server of eBay. It's a machine. You're not connected to me or any other person in this office, okay? You're just connected to a robotic server. That's it. All right?
Okay.
Yeah. Now, simply swipe up your screen, come back to your regular home page, where you can see all your apps and icons. And please open up your settings.
Settings, okay.
Yeah. Once you're on the settings, please let me know, ma'am, okay?
Yeah, I'm in the settings.
Now, over there, you just scroll down a bit, you will get to see an option, display and brightness. Click on it.
What's that?
You scroll down the page a little bit, you will get to see an option, display and brightness. You need to give a click on it.
Yes.
Have you done that?
Yes.
Okay. There will be an option, it's auto lock.
Yes.
Yes. You have to make it never.
It is never.
Alright, that's perfect. Just go back to the previous page of the settings and look at the top. You will be able to see your name over there.
Yep.
Touch on your name.
Yep.
Now, just after that, you will get to see an option, it says name, phone number, email, something like that.
Yep.
Just click on that option.
Yeah.
Have you done that, ma'am? Okay. Now, just after that, you will be able to see your basic details, like your name, your email address, your number, your date of birth, all of your basic details. You can see all of these details.
Yes.
Okay. Now, these are the basic details which has been used to create this fake account of eBay. Alright. That's the reason when the account was created, it was not verified, it was not identified by our server. The reason is I'm going to show you the thing. Just swipe up your page, come back to the home screen, and open up your Google. Open up a Google page.
Sorry, am I still in settings?
No, come out of the settings. You just open up a Google page.
Why did you want me to go into my details?
I'm confirming you each and everything, ma'am. I'm showing you each and everything.
No, you didn't want me to do anything. You just got me to show you my details and didn't ask me to do anything.
Ma'am, I can't see any of your details. I can't see your device.
But why did you ask me to open that up if you didn't get me to do anything?
I told you so that you can see on your own. These are your information which is recorded in your own device. Okay. Your device is the main thing is the main source of your information. You need to understand my point very clearly, ma'am. I'm not here to waste your time, right? I'm trying to help you. So you should see each and everything from where your information can be compromised and through which and by whom these activities are trying to be done. Right. You should know about it. Right, ma'am? Have you got my point? All right. Now open up the Safari or the Google from your end.
Yes.
Have you opened it up?
Yes.
Have you got a fresh page?
Fresh page?
Yes.
Yeah, right.
Have you got a fresh page, ma'am?
Okay.
All right. Now, on the search bar, simply type over there my, M for mother, Y for yellow, my.
Yeah.
Leave a space. Then type number 1, numerical 1.
Yeah.
Then letter P, P as in Paris, letter P.
Yeah.
Now, do you see any option coming up? If it's my 1P address location, give a click on it.
Yeah.
Alright. Now, can you confirm me what are the options you can see so that I can guide you up further? Do you see any option which says, what is my IP address location? Find out here, not VPN. Do you see any option like that?
What is my IP location and country?
Yeah. Do you see any option? It says, find out my IP address location, not VPN.
I've got, what is my IP location and country, and what is my private IP address?
No, just give me a moment. The option I just said, it will be written in blue, okay? Do you see any option? It says, what is my IP address location? Find out here, not VPN.
Yeah, I've got that.
Alright. Now, just after that, your IP address details will come up. Okay?
Yeah.
Now, first of all, tell me, do you know anything about IP address, what IP address is?
No.
Okay. So, IP address means, ma'am, Internet Protocol Address. The internet you're using at the moment is running under an IP address. Okay, a secure network, all right. And do you see your IP address? It's some numbers over there, some initials. So that is your IP address it's the IP address for your own personal use. Apart from you, no one else in this world is allowed to use that IP address, okay? Every single person with every single device have their own IP address. Now,
yeah.
The thing is that, if anyone else from outside tries to get into your IP address, they will be able to access all of your information which is getting recorded in your IP address, because that's the only thing that people can misuse your information. These are the fraudulent activities of these online hackers nowadays, okay? Now scroll to the top of your screen, you will get to see a black bar, ma'am, a small black bar, a thin black bar. At the top of your screen. Do you see that?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Over there, you will, there is written over there your IP and your status. What is your current status at the moment? Can you let me know, ma'am?
Unprotected.
It is unprotected?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you see any red alert has been given to you on your screen? Do you see any kind of alert?
Your online activity can be seen by your internet service provider and anyone else spying on your connection.
Okay. So you have got an alert that someone is trying to spy on your internet connection. Okay. That's the reason when we connected our reporting server of eBay, at the beginning, you have got a security warning, right? In which you have ticked the check mark, I'm aware of the risk. For that reason, you have got the security warning. You are getting my point, ma'am? Now, that's the thing I was explaining you, that when someone is trying to get into your internet line, they are able to monitor your online activities. Okay?
Yes.
Now, you need to understand, ma'am, why these people are trying to get into your internet, not only for your information, but also they are trying to misuse your funds, your account details, your banking. Okay? They are trying to do some fraudulent transactions from there. Right? For that reason, you are receiving these fraudulent charges. Now, I do believe you do online banking with your bank, right? According to our reports, you do banking
yes.
with Commonwealth Bank. Am I correct, ma'am?
Yes.
Okay. And do you check your statements on online?
Not too often, no.
Have you checked your statements? When was the last time you checked your statements?
No, I haven't. I've just been...
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I think my last payment was okay. But, yeah.
Okay. Now... I'm just holding the line for you, ma'am. The way you check your statements of your banking, please check it. If you, in last 3 days, if you see any unknown or unusual transaction, even
yes.
if it is a $1, you need to confirm me that so that we can make a report on it and we can give you the security upgrades. I'm just on holding the line for you. Just take your time and check your statements thoroughly. Okay? Log in and check it.
Now?
Oh, yes, you have to do it. You're doing it from your phone. You just do it from your own end. Just confirm me. If you see any unknown transaction, if you see any fraudulent activity, please let me know. It's for your own security you're doing it, right? I'm on the line with you. You just take your time and please do it.
The amount, the balances look about right, that's all.
As because it's a fraudulent transactions, it can be hidden, right? So we need to make sure that all your accounts are safe and secure. Check the statement of last 3 days.
It's hard to remember. I've been buying a lot of things and it's hard to remember. Okay, so that's right.
After checking the statements, please let me know, ma'am. And apart from the Commonwealth Bank, do you do banking with any other bank?
No, not so.
All right.
There are a few pages on that. Looking at another account now.
Have you checked the statements, ma'am?
They look all right to me.
Okay. You just simply log out from your bank and I'm just making a report to the security officer, my senior security officer, and just give me a moment. I will get back to you with the security steps we need to follow, okay? Just give me a moment. I will get back to you within a while, all right?
Okay.
And you're talking to us for so long, ma'am. Please have a glass of water. I know you're not feeling well. We make sure that we can do the security process as soon as possible, okay? We're not going to take a long time from you. I know you're not well. Just give me a moment, okay?
Okay. I've been hacked. Fully hacked. Someone's got my identity fake. Yeah, I've been identity. I had my identity stolen.
Hello?
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am. I just had a fast conversation with my security officer. They told me that we need to simply transfer your case, as because it's a case of an identity theft, we are simply going to transfer this call, your case, to the NCA department, the National Crime Agency. The security officer from there, his name is Peter Wilson, is going to give you the security updates for your identity details as well as for your banking, okay? He will help you out in each and every way. Please make a note of a case ID I'm giving you. You need to confirm it to him, okay? Because we are sending all the reports to him. So you need to make a note of a case ID I'm giving it to you. You need to confirm it to the security officer, alright?
Yeah, what's the case ID?
Yeah. The case ID is 061.
061 578 978 951 951.
Yes, you need to just confirm this case ID and you need to confirm your full name to him, okay? And that's it. All right, he will help you to give you the security updates of your identity theft. He will help you to secure your IP address. And he will give you the protection, the 3D security to your banking as well. Just be on the line. I'm just transferring this call to the NCA department. They will shortly connect to you to the security officer. All right? And please stay on the home. Yes?
Can I find my IP address?
Don't need to do anything from there. Okay? It's a paid version. Okay? You haven't paid anything for that, so you can't do it anything from there. The security officer will let you know what are the security steps to be taken, alright?
Okay.
Yes. And make sure you have charge in your phone, okay? So that he can help you out. And just give me a moment. I'm just transferring this call to the NCA department. And thank you for your lovely time and patience, ma'am.
Thank you. My phone got hacked. They hacked it. Someone hacked it from California. Huh? Because the bank and eBay have told me. So the bank contacted me. It was through my bank app, so it wasn't a scam.
Hello.
Yeah.
Thank you for getting connected with the National Crime Agency. This is Peter Wilson. How are you doing today?
Yeah, okay. I'm a bit confused what this is all about, to be honest.
Okay. I believe that you're having a word with the eBay department and they have explained it to you that what is going on your personal details. Am I correct?
So why would an eBay department suddenly want to help me with identity theft?
I couldn't get that. What did he say?
Why would eBay want to help me with identity theft? None of this makes sense to me.
No, basically the thing is that somebody have tried to order something, purchase something through the eBay. Now that is the reason why you have received the call from the eBay. To make sure that are you the person who have made the transaction or not. And you say to them, you haven't made any sort of transaction,
what?
Am I correct?
This sounds I don't trust you guys.
Like, your case has been registered to the National Crime Agency. Like, did I ask you any of your personal details? Why? Like, you are telling us that you don't trust me. Like, I'm not from the East.